we have been talking about the prohibition of ani hamafech vecharara, which means that if somebody is working on a deal, for example, to purchase an apartment or to rent an apartment, and somebody else, person number two, comes and seizes that deal, purchases the asset, rents out that asset instead of person number one, that person number two is nikra rashi, he's called an evil person. He has violated the prohibition of ani hamafech becharara. We saw indeed that the Ramah paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, that the prohibition of the second person coming and seizing the deal, the opportunity, and the like from the first person, that applies in the context of Mekahu, Memkar purchases and sales, and also Schirus rentals. But Rabbeinu Tam says it does not apply in the context of something that is Hefker. If A, person A is trying to acquire something that is ownerless, and B comes and takes that item, there is not going to be a problem of ani hamafech becharara. If A is trying to receive a gift of some sort, it could be that he's trying to get some free money from the government or some grant or something like that. And B goes, and he may know about it, he may not know about it, but A is working hard at it, and B goes and gets that grant, because this is not the category of mekahu, memkar, purchases and sales, or schirus rentals. It's not a commercial activity, it's not a transaction, but rather it's in the realm of mitzia, matana, something that's found, something that is given, a gift, hefker, something that is ownerless. Then B would not have a prohibition of ani hamafech becharara. And we've said, and we'll explain it further today, that the distinction in these categories is when it comes to mekahu, memkar, purchases and sales and rentals, A can say to B, why are you coming after the thing that I am trying to purchase or rent? Go find your own. There are other apartments available for sale, for rent. Don't come after what I am working on. Find your own opportunity. On the other hand, when it comes to something that's ownerless or getting a gift, a grant from somebody, those are not very common. And accordingly, A cannot say to B, go find your own $1 million that I found or whatever it is that we're talking about, a gift that I'm supposed to get from somebody. Go find your own. You can't say to somebody, go find your own gift and hefker item and the like, because it's very difficult to come by those. So that is the explanation as to the distinction between these categories. Some things that's prohibited, A can say to B, find your own opportunity, purchase, sale, rental. And on the other hand, something that is not prohibited, there's no ani hamafech becharara, number two, can come in and take from the first person. That is when there are not opportunities like that, and we're talking about hefker, matana, and mitzia, finding something. So our question today is, we want to sharpen this a little bit. There, in fact, may be certain items that can fall in either of two categories. And in fact, we would think it is in the category of purchases and sales and rentals, because we're buying something, we're selling something, we talk about buying something. But on the other hand, maybe it's a rare item, or maybe I'm able to buy it much cheaper. And if somebody, the second person, is going to buy it, he's going to have to buy that same item elsewhere, and it's going to cost him a lot more. Or there's no other availability right here. He's going to have to be matriach. He's going to have to travel, get on a plane, travel 5 hours to buy that item. Would we consider those examples to be still purchases and sales, that the prohibition of ani hamafech becharara is going to apply according to Rabbeinu Tam? Or will we consider those mitzias? This is something that is found. I can't get it elsewhere. It's difficult to get it elsewhere. I need to travel for it elsewhere. It's more expensive elsewhere. So would we consider all these mitzias? So we're going to go through three different scenarios, and we're trying to sharpen our understanding of Rabbeinu Tam's categories, that ani hamafech becharara applies in purchases and sales and rentals, but it does not apply to mitzia, something that you found, or hefker or matana. So we're going to start with the first example. The item is simply unavailable. There's one available, and there's somebody working on it. Person number one is working on it. And we cannot really say to person number two, go find your own priceless whatever it is, or this item, it's not available elsewhere. But it is a purchase and sale. So typically, because A is trying to buy the item, we would say ani hamafech becharara does apply. However, it's a rare item, very difficult to come by. So the Beis Yosef has a few words and we're going to extrapolate from it. He says, "Dafka b'mekher oschirus sheyachol limtzol liknot olistacher b'makom acher." The prohibition of ani amafech b'charor applies specifically when we're talking about a purchaser sale or a rental that you can find that item elsewhere, like the situation of Rav Gittel. That's our source. The Gemara for the prohibition of ani amafech b'charor, that Rav Gittel was attempting to purchase a property. Then Rebbe Abba came and he purchased that property. We said that is a problem of ani amafech b'charor. That was the purchase of a piece of land. Then the rationale there is, Rav Abba, why are you taking Rav Gittel's purchase that he's working on? Go find your own. However, if we have a purchase or rental of something that you can't simply say, go find your own, apparently it would switch to be in the category of a mitzia and not mekach u'memkar. And if it's mekach u'memkar, there's a problem of ani amafech b'charor. But if it's in the category of mitzia, then there's no problem of ani amafech b'charor when number two takes that opportunity from number one. So based on this Beis Yosef, we would say that an item that is simply unavailable, otherwise, number one, person number one is working to purchase it, but we cannot say to number two, go find your own, because that own is not available. There's only one available. We would say that this is not mekach u'memkar, it's mitzia, and ani amafech b'charor would not apply. Our next situation, number two, is when the item is cheaper here, and in order for person number two to go buy that item, it's simply going to be more expensive. So would we still consider this a mekach u'memkar, a purchase, so there is ani amafech b'charor on the second person, or because the item that person number one is negotiating for is going to be much cheaper, then we would say that this is a situation of mitzia, and number two could come and purchase it, and there would not be a violation of the prohibition of ani amafech b'charor. So in fact, the Ramah says as follows, in Choshe Mishpat, Siman Reish Lamed Zayin, V'cheinim Kone Davar Echad. If A is trying to buy an item, Uba Chaveiro, and B comes, V'yucha Liknoso Bezol, then he can buy the item that A is negotiating for, B can buy it, and take that item, he can buy it himself, and it'll be much cheaper. He simply can't buy it for that price anywhere else. This, accordingly, is heavy kemo mitzia. This would be categorized not as a mekach u'memkar, it would be categorized as a mitzia, and accordingly, it would be permitted for B to come and purchase that item. Now, we have to quantify what is the difference in price? Meaning, what if it's only 20%, 10%, 50% cheaper that A is negotiating for and B can buy that item? And if he doesn't buy that item, he's going to have to pay 10%, 20%, 50% more, or is it even more than that? How do we quantify this? So it's difficult to say. We'll just give one example of what would be permitted. That is not going to be considered mekach u'memkar, but it is going to be considered mitzia. We're going to look at the Tshuvas Maaseis Binyamin. He says in the name of the Mordechai and the Maharik, the mitzia lav davka. When it comes to mitzia, it's not only a mitzia that you're finding something that there's no problem of ani amafech b'charor and number two can take it. It's not only if you find something on the floor and it's ownerless, A was working on it, B can take it because it's not ani amafech b'charor because it's a mitzia. We're not only talking about specifically mitzias that you find on the floor. Ela kol davar shekone asa bezol gadol hanikar le'einayim. It also includes anything that is much cheaper, that is obviously cheaper. For example, here you can buy it for $100, and elsewhere B is only going to be able to buy it for $200. In this instance, it's not going to be considered mekach u'memkar, but it is going to be considered a mitzia. So this is scenario number two. We would have thought to categorize something as a mekach u'memkar, and ani amafech b'charor does apply, but in fact we're categorizing it as a mitzia. So the first category, first example of this was when the item is simply not available elsewhere, so it's going to be considered a mitzia and B can purchase it. And situation number two is the item is much cheaper. B is permitted to purchase it, even though A has been working on it. There's not going to be ani amafech b'charor. And the question number three, scenario number three that we're going to talk about is, in order for B to acquire such an item, he can't acquire it right here for the same price. He's going to have to travel. It's going to be a big tircha for him, a big effort. He's going to have to drive two, three, 4 hours, get on a plane to buy that item. It's going to require a lot of work, time, effort on his behalf. Would we say then that this is no longer considered Mecha Chumemkar and it is considered a Metziah? So in fact, the Pesachei Choshen brings a Machlokis on this item, on this issue. He brings in the name of the Rashal, that Mashma Shekol Shat Seini Tzarech Litroach V'Leilech L'macham Acher Hevi Metziah, that any time it's going to be a real tircha for the second person, he's going to have to travel to a different location. That is not going to be considered a Mecha Chumemkar. That's going to be considered a Metziah. And accordingly, that other person, that second person, is going to be permitted to buy that item, even though it's the same price in both places. But that tircha factor is going to make what we have right here that A is trying to purchase, it's going to be make it a Metziah for B, because we're going to save him all that effort and travel. And accordingly, Ani Amah won't apply. On the other hand, the Sheiris Yosef says, Mashma Shim Yacholim Sabamakam Achar, as long as you can find it somewhere else, even though you're going to have to be Matriach, it's going to be a real effort for you. If B would come and purchase that item that A is negotiating for, B would be considered a Rasha. This is Mecha Chumemkar. This is not a Metziah, and Ani Mehameafe Bacharara indeed would apply. And you have an interesting application when it comes to this issue. If somebody's A is negotiating for an apartment in a certain neighborhood and B finds out, and he's going to have to not purchase an apartment in that area, he's going to have to purchase an apartment elsewhere. It's going to be a big tircha for him to try to find another apartment. He knows about this apartment. He knows that A is negotiating for it. They haven't reached on price yet. It's still in the initial stages, but A is active on it. Can B co and purchase that property? He can't find another one that's similar. So it could be that based on this, according to the Rashal, that would be a big tircha for B, or he can find one, but it's a distance away. It could be that it would be considered a Metziah, not a Mecha Chumemkar, and there would not be a problem of Ani Amafeh Becharara. But according to Sheiris Yosef, Tircha is not something that we will consider. That is still going to be a Mecha Chumemkar, not a Metziah. And according to the Sheiris Yosef, the problem of Ani Amafeh Becharara indeed would still apply. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.